Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, M. Saraswati. And today we have with us very special guests, Yashwant Raj Parasmal, co-founder and principal director, 21K School, and Santosh Kumar, co-founder and CEO, 21K School. Now, amidst the coronavirus pandemic, all of us have been experiencing digital working and also studying from home. But what about a school that is completely digital? How will it work and is it viable? Let us hear from Mr. Yashwant on how this will work. Hello, Mr. Yashwant. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello. Thank you so much, Saraswati, for having me on this podcast.
So first of all, what was the idea behind having a fully online school?
We've been working on this idea of online school for quite some time. The pandemic just accelerated the entire plan. Inspired by the online schools in USA, Europe, and rest of the other countries, we thought it's just basically one of the best options for a large number of students who are not part of the mainstream school to look at the online as an option.
Okay. But how does the 21K school work? Because typically, you know, we know younger children especially would need to interact physically face to face with one another, right?
Right. So the way the online school works is that we have a completely 100% online model. The students spend not more than 3 hours at the primary level with us, and it's just much lesser at the pre-primary level, and it goes on to about 4 hours at the senior level. So the students log in from the home. They participate in the live classes, which is led by a teacher with not more than 25 students. And they do all the possible activities that a physical school student would be doing, including music, arts, and digital media, and similar things. In fact, we've gone ahead and also introduced computational thinking as a part of our program.
And so far, how has the response been? How many students do you have on board?
We started in last June 2020 amidst the pandemic and lockdown of schools. We got a fantastic response, more than 2,000 inquiries and applications to take enrollment. But our systems were not ready to enroll that large number since we were just starting with it. So we had more than 300 students studying with us since June last year. They come from 25 different cities and 4 different countries.
Okay. And typically, you know, as far as students are concerned, how does the whole process work in terms of, is the admissions and the entire structure similar to what would happen in a physical school?
Yes, completely. I mean, our model is that we are replicating the physical school experience over the online. I would not say, of course, there are certain limitations with the online in terms of the physical exercises or playing sports, for example. But majorly, I would say more than 80% of things is completely online, and we've been successful in replicating the entire experience as well.
Okay. But you also have students who can choose between their boards, right? They can choose an international board as well as, say, CBSE or ICSE?
Absolutely. I mean, at the moment, we offer them the Indian curriculum through the National Institute of Open Schooling. We also have an option of American curriculum and the Cambridge curriculum from UK.
Okay. But also wanted to understand, you know, in India, especially, we don't have any formal laws giving probably, you know, legal sanctity as far as fully online schools are concerned. So for students who, say, completely study from your school, would you think that there could be hurdles to, say, pursuing higher education or, say, you know, colleges?
Oh, no. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, there are no clear structures for online schools as such. But I think, I mean, if you followed the news, Mr. Manish Sisodia from the Delhi government has made an announcement of starting an online school as such. It will be the first government-led private school in the country. And certainly, I mean, I can tell you that within the system of Indian education system, the online education is a key focus as described in the national education policy as well. Additionally, I'd also want to mention to you that under the Right to Education Act up to grade 8, there is no requirement of a school to ask for a transfer certificate. So up to 8th standard, I think we are well within the legal boundaries to start an online school. And the important part is the board examinations at grade 10 and 12. And for that particular thing, we have chosen the option of National Institute of Open Schooling, which is an open school and any student can enroll and attend the examinations and get a valid certificate, which is going to be recognized not only in India, but also the rest of the world.
Okay. But, you know, you mentioned earlier as well, of course, the markets like the US already have facilities like this. But in India, you know, right now, online, completely online schooling is still a nascent concept. So with the pandemic experience, do you think that this could pick up traction?
Yes. If you look at the use cases for online school students, it's not going to be the mainstream students. So we don't expect the mainstream schools or the students to actually jump into the online school as such. But what would happen is that there are students who are physically challenged. For them, the online school is a better option. For the students who are undergoing certain medical treatment will be another option to pursue the online schooling. We have already seen a large number of students inquiring about us, those who are pursuing professional sports or professional preparations for art, culture, music or similar ideas at the right at the school level. They are enrolling with us. Of course, India has more than 3 lakh students who are currently homeschooled and they appear for different examinations with NIOS. So again, we are looking at that niche segment to take up the online schooling. Certainly, I agree that online school would not become the mainstream school in the near future, at least.
But for you, the teachers would come in, say, from across, because this is fully remote as well. So would you have like full-time teachers or would it be a mix of guest teachers and full-time?
Completely. I mean, right now for about 300 students, we have a team of 20 full-time teachers, a couple of part-time teachers who take the language options like French, Telugu, Kannada, Tamil. The advantage that we see is that we have had regular interaction with our students, with experts and professionals logging in from USA, Australia, Singapore, Canada, Europe. So that's a kind of an advantage that we offer. To give a real world connect with the education from the best of the resources from any corner of the world.
Just one last question from my side. As far as parents are concerned, say if somebody is, you know, deciding between an online school versus a physical school, from a parent's perspective, what should they keep in mind before enrolling for a fully online school?
One of the key criteria that we inform the parents also right at the time of admission is that they need to be prepared for homeschooling because the parent involvement is going to be much higher. Homework becomes classwork in online school, classwork becomes homework. So which means that besides the 3 hours of live instruction, the students will have to spend at least about 1 to 2 hours every day at home, which requires a kind of an independent learning approach and mindset as well. And the parents need to support outside the live instruction hours with a proper environment at home, proper ergonomically designed furniture, systems and laptops and similar things. But yes, it does require a greater amount of involvement of the parent compared to a physical school.
Oh, so then I think it differs each individual.
Yes, of course. So mainly, I think our parents are well educated, well informed. They have chosen the option of homeschooling for various reasons. Pandemic being one of the reasons, but certainly not the only reason.
Thank you so much for your insight.
Yeah, my colleague Santosh, and co-founder, he can explain to you about the technology and how we have kind of refreshed the school approach by using a very cutting edge leading technology using artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Sure. Mr. Santosh Kumar, who's the co-founder and CEO of 21K School, will throw some light on the whole digital transformation book. Hello, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thank you very much for inviting us for this show. So, we have seen a lot of things, particularly homeschooling sector, which is actually in nascent stage in India, but irrespective of that, there are a lot of people who do homeschooling. And there are a lot of people from Middle East also who do homeschooling for Indian curriculum. So in the whole scenario, we have seen that there is a big divide on the structured learning approach, and that's what we are introducing to 21K school. In our school, if you see, complete learning, homework, assignments, communications, everything is online, and it is completely built in our. We have built a system to accommodate all the aspect of the school, even to an extent up to be a parent teachers meeting happening. If you want to have some learning coding classes to be taken, everything we are integrating into a single-based learning management system, and also we are monitoring everybody's behavior. Like say a student's behavior, what is his attention span. And we have been successful in diagnosing some learning difficulties and learning disabilities also among the students. And this we are doing through structured data analytics of whatever we are getting. So through technology, we have a strong feeling that we can transform education to a very large extent. And with the growing population and the growing remote working culture and with all the advancements which are coming in, we see that next 10 to 15 years, online education will be the next big thing, which will be happening and which will be creating, shortening the divide between the education to every affordable class, every class of people. So something which will play a critical role is technology. And we have been passionately working towards, and within 2 years, we'll be coming up with a model which will also offer to the physical schools available. So on a long-term goal is to support the students and train them for the future. Next 15 years, if you see, the students will be required to be more innovative and creative. Next 15 years, job, most of them will be automated by machines. But yes, that doesn't mean that we will go jobless. Because when cars came, everybody thought that horses will be gone, chariots will be gone, all those will lose a job, but new set of jobs were created. Similarly, when industries came, new set of jobs were created. Similarly, when the next 10 to 15 years, the new set of jobs which will be created is the for innovation and creativity. And that is something which we are trying to achieve through technology as much as possible. So that's our end goal and we are going towards it.
But sir, typically, schools have, like, say, at least 7 to 8 hours of schooling. Would you think that, you know, the same level of academic rigor can be shrunk to, say, 3 to 4 hours, which you offer?
Exactly. That's what we are trying to do here, is we want to give more time to the student. The reason why students who are coming out of school or college are not ready for industry is they don't get more time to work on something different. Like, if you have 8 hours of curriculum or 8 hours of what do you teach in 8 hours can be done in 3 hours. This is what we are recreating now, and we have seen a very good progress in this. Not only in this, and this concept is not something which we have invented through ourselves, but this homeschooling and a very short schooling time has been successful in Europe and USA as well. So we are teaching the kids the concept in the easiest way, and we are not getting into an academic rigor phase or rote learning. Ours is completely an experiential learning model. And this doesn't require time. It will, in fact, it will give more time for the child to be creative. Like, for example, if you teach them an engine, or say, engine is a complicated topic, but at least if you teach them and say LED light, or say a mixer grinder or something, we impart education to a level that a student, a 6th standard or 8th standard student, should be able to open a mixie and fix it back again. That's what we are trying to achieve. I'm just giving you a technical example of it. But that can be achieved in 1 hour of teaching rather than having a 10 hours of class. So it's a way you teach the concept, it's the way you impart the learning that is important. So it's more of a practical and experiential learning which we are doing.
To add to it, if you look at the regular schooling pattern of 6 hours, it includes a lot of other activities and subjects like moral science, GK, computers, short recess, long recess. So eventually, I mean, with my 20 years of experience in education, I can tell you that the effective learning period is not completely 6 hours. So what we've done is that we've had a very lean approach towards the school timetable, and we've been able to accommodate the entire weeks of 40 periods of so-called physical school experience into 18 hours of per week that we offer in the online model.
Then, of course, I think this is the school of the future for India.
Right, it is. I think looking at the response of the parents, the grasping power of the students, the involvement of the child, you'll be surprised to know, and which is also corroborated with the research in USA, the students are able to learn much faster in an online model because they're completely engaged. There's minimum chances of distraction, unlike a physical space. And they are learning pretty fast. I mean, that's why in the middle of the term, we had to introduce additional subjects so that the teachers can occupy the students in the 3 hours time. So we have started with computational thinking and coding as a subject as well, right from grade.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Yashwant. Thank you, Mr. Santosh, for all this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. I'm sure a lot of parents and children have gained a lot of insights from this new model of learning. If your listeners have any topics you want us to cover, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to MoneyControl.com.